Today, I wanted to talk about a data visualization that I think is pretty cool, developed for a recent analytics project focused on measuring the intraday impact of shopper-to-labor ratios on conversion in the store. Talking about a data viz is unusual for me because I like to think of myself as a full-stack analyst with programming, model-building, analytics, and presentation skills, but I pretty much suck at data visualization. I don't have a good eye for design. I have a hard time visualizing data. I much prefer tables to charts, and I don't think in terms of imagery or layout very well. Visualizations take a lot of work to get right, and when they aren't your core strength, they almost never come out really well. So when I build one I like, it's kind of a surprise. Let's start with the underlying data problem. Shopper to associate ratio, that's stars, optimization. Why is stars data like this important? Well, it's one of the best and most direct uses of shopper journey data. An intraday stars analysis can significantly improve labor models. Everybody knows overall store traffic and point of sale data, but without detailed traffic intraday, it's impossible to know if you have the right number of associates working the floor. Too few associates, and you're potentially leaving money on the table or creating bad customer experiences. Too many associates, and you're reducing margins. By combining shopper traffic and associate presence by time of day, you get the intraday stars ratio. Take that ratio and compare it to conversion rates by area, and you have a powerful statistical measurement of whether you're appropriately staffed at any given time for any given day of the week. The visualization I'm talking about is called a stars, that's the shopper to associate ratio, clock. It borrows a clock metaphor to present intraday stars and conversion ratios by hour and shift in a clean, compact visualization. Now, you know what else sucks at visualizations? Podcasts. But think of a 12-hour clock. Each hour forms a slice extending from the center to the circumference. The inner clock face shows the stars ratio for that hour, whether by store or by area within the store. It's color-coded to show conversion rates. The outer clock face groups each hour into bigger wedges based on store shift times. So, for example, the morning shift is a wedge that might comprise 3 to 4 hours on the clock. It, too, shows the stars for the shift and the color-coded conversion rate. The beauty of the stars clock is that it packs a lot of labor analysis into a very compact and familiar format. The clock face makes it easy to see how stars rates evolve by hour. The consolidation of hours into shifts is visually natural and easy to follow. And by color-coding conversion rates, it's easy to track conversion versus stars throughout the day. This is certainly a case of a few hundred words not quite being worth a picture. So check out the blog post on the Digital Mortar website to see the sample. It's just a short post, but you can actually see the visualization. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.